Sam, yesterday on the program, Isaac asked me about the appropriateness of holding what we call remembrance services, and a lot of them took place across the country yesterday. We did a portion of the service last evening where I'm speaking this week, remembering the horrific events of 9/11. And some have said that those type of remembrance services are not only inappropriate, they're wrong, because again, we are to forgive and forget things like that as Christians. So, Sam, what about that? Are we as a nation actually implored to not remember those kinds of things? Or should we remember when that type of an offense has been committed against us as a nation?
Well, Dave, like we do on this program often, and we've had this kind of a discussion in regard to matters of borders, immigration, and some things of that type. There is a body of those who are out there who hold religious credentials, quote unquote, who are saying that you open your borders, you let anybody in, it's all forgiveness, it's all open your arms, all of that kind of thing. And some of them who are also saying you shouldn't be remembering these events. And Dave, the problem with that is that this is not what the Bible says. You got to take it into context. What Gary was so very clearly saying was about forgetting and forgiving. Those are termed to personal offenses, my neighbor next door, my friend, my family. These are things that we forgive and then we can forget. But God is very, very clear. The whole purpose of memorials, we've spoken to that event, Dave, that issue of memorials, where God says that when you see, and he told Israel to build memorials, when you see them, look back and say, how was this event? Or how was this person involved in relationship to God? God said, here's an event, look back and say, what did God do? What role did God play? Did God say to the people of Israel, forget that Egypt ever happened? Did he tell them to forget that they were in bondage to Egypt? No. It was all to glorify, to really signify the power of God over those matters of sin and evil, and to say that the victory obtained in God through Jesus Christ really overcomes all of those things. That's where we should be going, Dave. So if we neglect the examples of evil, if we are to forget that Hitler did what Hitler did to the Jews, if we are to forget what happened on 9/11, Dave, we do it to our own harm, and it's not what the Bible says. That's a national offense that should call for a national recognition, and it is not the same as what we talk about on a personal matter of a personal offense and the forgiving that comes with that.